All right. It's time for the chat. Hello, everybody. Bonnie's here. Jeff's here. Bungholio is here. We got James Kaufman. Alan Grooms is here. How you doing, Alan? Paul? Paul, you back home now, man? You were on the road or something. I forget what you were doing. We also have with us... I'm looking here. I'm trying to scope the scene here. River Rat, I think I saw. Nathan Smith. Mike Nicholas. And others. Oh, wow. A lot of folks. River Rat, here he is. Nathan Smith. Stephen Miller is with us. Stephen Miller. I think I saw Alex Bert Bundy. That's a new name, man. Hi, Bert. Welcome to our chat. And we do this every Friday night. Beginning tomorrow is going to be our movie night. And that'll be fun. That is as requested by you guys. We've decided to call it Phil's Five-Star Saturday Cinema. Whatever. But it will be a download. It's not going to be live. It'll be a download. And I don't know whether or not that's a good idea or bad idea. I think I'd like to query you guys on the idea of the cinema. Here is Bruce Vaught. Hey, gang, I play music here in Arizona on Friday nights. What happened to Bruce, man? It was a big-ass fucking hearing. And I'm often tired afterward and forget to log in. This is my second time watching the live feed, and it's awesome to be part of the viewing. The live feed is awesome to be part of the evening. Hello to Phil. How you doing, Bruce? And thanks again for helping me get through as many months' struggle. There are times when the only laughter I get is from watching the VSP daily programs you provide. Thank you very much, Bruce. I appreciate that, man. I hope things get easier for you. What a goddamn week, too, you know. I went a little haywire on fucking Twitter, and I wish I, frankly, between you and me, I'd love to be able to just not do that, you know. Yes, I have my opinions, and who gives a shit, you know. I mean, my thing is, you know, I'm just going to, as a private citizen, do my thing. Allie, hello, Allie. Video trouble for anyone else or just Alan? Alan's having some video trouble. Not sure, Alan, what you've got. It could be Wi-Fi. I am having no problem on my desktop. I'll try and log in on the phone here and see if... What are you watching on, Alan? Is it your phone? Is it your iPad? What's up with that? I don't know if anybody is with us here who remembers the days when we first started trying to do live streaming of video. Apparently, live streaming of video was a bitch and a half back when we were using a company called Bright Cove out of Boston. And Bright Cove, good people, well-meaning people, really fucking expensive, extremely erratic and unreliable live video. And not for any reasons of incompetence. It was simply the configuration. It was their infrastructure. Everything was back east. And they had to bounce their shit to the West Coast and then back again to the East Coast and then back again. I don't know how that shit worked. This was really wild this week here in California. But I got to tell you, I don't know if we got any San Bernardino sheriff or San Bernardino police. I know we have police officers who watch this, but the San Bernardino cops were fucking unbelievable, man. And... that was the sheriff, San Bernardino City, and these guys did a hell of a job. It's fucked up, you know, but anyway. So, Alan, it could be your Wi-Fi or your internet connection, possibly. I'm going to log in here. I wanted to I want to show you guys something, and I don't know what you guys want to do, but Bernie's with us. Good, man. Where are you at, Bernie? Where's he at? Bernie, our truck-driving friend, is with us now. What the fuck happened to you, man? I just saw your note. Oh, hello, a trucker Bernie, checking in tonight from Brunswick, Georgia. You're driving and you camp stow, so you just be listening, sweet. Bernie, good job, man. Drive carefully. That guy's all over the fuck. Hey, Bernie, I got a question for you. Back in the days of when I was a hitchhiker... I could never get a fucking ride from a trucker. And everybody said the same thing. You'll never get a ride from a trucker because of insurance reasons and all kinds of shit. Was that really the case? Because you guys were going long distances. And we would be out there hitchhiking and hoping to get a ride from a fucking truck. Ain't going to happen. All right. Look, I found these. These are all of my WIOD shows from Miami on fucking huge-ass 10-inch reels. I'll read you one of these. WIOD, $317.95, March 17th, 1995. Hi, everybody. Out 610 WIOD. Segment 2. Hi, everybody. Back to you, Andy. And welcome back to 610 WIOD. I'm Casey Kasem. See, as a I don't know why I entered. These are all 10-inch reel. Does anybody know, or is anyone interested in reel-to-reel equipment? You know, I need to get a big fucking reel-to-reel. Or I need to have this transcribed by a, not transcribed, but it needs to be probably put onto disc, I would think. Yeah, Sheila, you were in Miami back then, weren't you? Were you in Miami? You must have been, because you remember the WIOD days fondly. I got a shit pot load of these, man. The other thing that I have are show prep logs. I've got book after book after book. I was given a book by a friend of mine, and I used to, I used to do. So here's the thing, man. These tapes have got to get, oh, look at that. Look how fucked up that is. God damn. Hold on for just a minute now. I can't have that. Hold on now. There, I just... Oh, shit, that's bad. Holy shit, look at that. Hoo-hoo! Man. Son. Yeah, oh, god damn. Oh, Lord have mercy. Oh, wait a minute, man. Wasn't that just as fucked up as you... Did you see that? Whew. Are we okay now? Anyway, these are let me see who's talking to me here. Allie says I'm pretty sure they have reel to whatever you want conversion at Deluxe. Deluxe? I don't know Deluxe. Is that a studio? I could probably give these to a friend of mine, but these are really fucking awesome. And these are, I don't know how many shows they are. I've got a shit pot load of reel-to-reels. These are the WIOD shows. And what's sweet about it is that you guys will get this shit before anybody, because ain't nobody got this shit. But, and we'll stick it on the website as soon as I can get this stuff absolutely transcribed. Paul, I think I know some services to convert them if you want. Don't worry about it, Paul. I'll probably dig some up out here. And now, I want to tell you guys what I've been working on television. There were a couple of things. I know a lot of you guys said, hey, Phil, let's do a contest or something here in these chats. I'm happy to do that. That would be great. In fact, I brought these tapes out with some kind of a fucked up idea that I would give them away. And I thought, well, I better not do that. But I also have, I got a lot of shit to give away to you guys because you deserve it more than anybody. And one of the things that I have, not that it's all that great, but one of the things that I do have in spades are these show logs. These are handwritten show notes and stuff. Riverette, you know who, but somebody who is, Allie says, Allie's talking about Deluxe. Sheila was in Lauderdale at the time. Awesome, Sheila. Chris Nussbaum, can't wait to hear the WIOD stuff. Yeah, it look at this. Here is Dennis from Pahrump. Sweet. Dennis, you ever run into our buddy, Art? God bless him. All right. Yeah, this is all new shit, Nathan and the rest of you guys. This is shit that's never been heard before other than you guys back in the IOD days. I don't know how good it is. I mean, you know, like any other show, you know, we had hit and miss shows, but there were some pretty goofy things, especially on Fridays. We used to get in the van and drive around Miami. Chris is asking, Phil, do you have any old air checks from your DJ days? I'll tell you where you can find that, Chris, or Oren. It is a guy by the name of Art, the friend of radio. Do you know this guy, Art Volo? Have you ever heard of this guy? He has air checks. And we got Jeff checking in from Bozeman, Montana. You and I spoke on the pre-show a couple of years ago. Jeff, did you win a contest? I think you did. Did you win a... you answered some questions correctly as we were giving away our iPads, weren't we? Yeah. I love that, man. We gave away an iPad a day. Whenever the fuck that was, I forget. Right when we rolled out our website, the new design of the website. That was cool. I don't know if any whoever benefited from that, but that was fun. So I'm going to get these converted. I'm going to have them put onto the website because I think that's a major, major fucking play right there for you guys. Brand spanking new classic shit. And let me tell you, I want to let you guys know. Maybe I shouldn't say this, but I think I will. Well, I better not. I did tell you that Derek Waters, who is the producer of Drunk History, is working with us on an idea that I have, and we've just finished the script, and I say script because, you know, that's what you got to do. But then we're going to do some more writing on Sunday, and this is going to be produced as a what is called a presentation, about 8 minutes worth. Regardless of whether it gets on the air or not, it will be here on the website. You guys will see that as well. Luke says he never won anything. Goddamn if that ain't the case, man. You guys never won anything either? We should have... Oren, you said, I saw one really short clip on Art Volo's site once. Yeah, it was the old days, Oren, when I was at KLSX, when it was a classic rock station before it went talk, you know. The other thing that I want to do is a best of Chris Norton download. It's been a long time since we've offered new best of downloads, and I think that a Chris Norton and a Steve Bozell and a Margaret Gray best of downloads should be offered on the site. And you know, and give you guys an opportunity to win the entire collection. Here's what I want to find out, what you guys, if you guys, just this is off the top of my fucking head here tonight. What do you think we ought to call a Chris Norton best of? So I think it should begin with something, 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 which would be the title you guys would come up with, The Best of Chris Norton on The Phil Hendry Show. So it could be, for instance, you know, Norton loads in, or whatever that fucking thing was we said the other night. Norton, I forget, you know. I think part one was the load. Norton, the load, part one, or some shit like that. So if you have any ideas on that, lay that on me here tonight. All right, let me read from what we've got here. We got Oren, we got Dean saying they never won anything. I'm sorry if you guys haven't won anything. Jeff won a Ted's hoodie. Nathan, of course, it might be Margaret coming after us to kick our asses. Jeff, he's very sissy with a nice cis pack. True. Oh, I would love the best of Steve Bozell and Margaret. Yes. And Jim Welcome says Alan Grooms. Who's Jim? Jim, is that Jeff Jagosinski? Is this Jagosinski? Is this Jags from the Green Bay Packers? Jags? I hope so, man. He was a sweet guy. If that's Jags from the Packers, Jags used to be the tight end coach with the Packers. He coached Bubba Franks to a Pro Bowl. Then he was down in Atlanta and coached somebody else to a Pro Bowl down there. And then he coached fucking Jason. I think you coached. Did you coach Jason Witten? Sheila, Allie, ha 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 ha. What's Allie doing? I are not take drugs no more. Best of Elcott. Yeah. See, what did Allie say? She's got a big fucking... It should really be the best. That's the truth. The best of Chris. The best of Chris Norton. My name is Chris. That is fucking awesome. Okay, Ali, you're right, man. The best, B-E-S-S, with the thing of Chris. Of Chris. Should it be C-H-R-I-Z? I don't know. All right, so essential sexual experience. Like that one a lot. I not take no drugs no more. Paul, we ain't doing Elcott right now, man. God, you're a mental case. God, you're a mental case. Hey, Paul. Yeah. Welcome, Jim. Jeff, I know you're with us. You're Jeff the doctor from Northern California, but we've got a Jim Jagosinski on the line. I bet you this is... Are you just using the name Jagosinski, dude? Jeff Jagosinski was the... he was a tight end coach with the Green Bay Packers under Mike Sherman? Who was the coach with that the Pack had in the early 2000s? And... God damn, it was Jeff who was the guy that worked us into, you know, we went to Green Bay to watch the game, and we got to go into the stadium. We got to go into the locker room. I took the kids. I took Alex and Chris with me. It was a absolutely fucking fantastic trip. I'll never forget it. The kids loved it, but I don't even think they were aware of how significant it was. Because I'm standing there in the end zone where, you know, Bart Starr, for my generation, you know, Bart Starr pushed it in behind Jerry Kramer. I go, this is where Bart Starr was. And they're like, yeah, that's fun. They didn't ever do Bart Starr. They knew Brett Favre. That was their thing. Phil, I got an idea for a BSP-only benefit that would help drive subscribers. Jeff, what is it, man? Lay it on me. You don't get enough Elcott? Jesus Christ, Paul. The whole goddamn Disney thing that we did was Elcott. Okay, so Jim. I saw Jim way in here. Hey, who is that man, Mike? I don't know if Jim heard, if Jim Jagosinski. I knew a Jeff Jagosinski. I don't know if it's the same guy or not. Art Volo is Art Volo. You're right, Paul. That's the guy. You guys kill me, man. So a name for the... I need a name for the Chris Norton Best Of CD that we're going to do. And I want to also tell you guys... Yes, Phil. What is the scariest horror movie you've seen? For me, it was Showgirls. Yeah. Seriously, the scariest horror movie that I've ever seen? This is going to sound pussy, but... There's something about it that affected me. There's something about it that really kind of freaked me. I mean, Eyes Without a Face is scary, but it's, you know, whatever. But I saw a movie called Let Me In, which was based on a Scandinavian movie called Let the Right One In. And it was about a little girl who is actually a vampire. She began as a little girl, and so she's never gotten older, but she smells. When she doesn't get enough blood, she stinks. And late at, you know, in the evening hours, she's outside her apartment, and she's talking to this little boy that she befriends. And the little boy likes her, but she smells kind of bad. He says, what's that smell coming off of this girl? And he eventually finds out what she is, and she sort of, what is it? She recruits him to take the place of this older guy she's living with, who you think is her father, but it was actually a little boy that fell in love with her and has grown to be like in his 50s, and she's still a little girl, and he goes out and gets blood for her. God, it was fucked up, man. Jesus Christ, Mr. Henry, that doubter bit the other day made me pull into a parking lot to avoid crashing. Did you make up Bitch Swenson and his jacked up face on the spot, or is that something you worked on beforehand? Just thinking of the name still sent. Mike, Bitch Swenson is based upon a guy that I knew in Newport Beach who did roll his Jeep in Thousand Oaks, and a guy talked like this, you know? And this dude, he was a really handsome guy, you know? I met him at the beach. He was my next door neighbor. This is down in Newport Beach. But, you know, he's like, he's sitting there talking to me. He's like this, going, yeah, you know, it's fucked up, man. I go, well, what happened, man? Oh, I rolled my fucking Jeep out in Thousand Oaks, man. You know, it's kind of, it's a brain injury thing, man, you know. And he's sitting there with a bottle of fucking rum. Fucked up. So I wonder if Jeff, our brain surgeon, is there something Bess of Norton Splodes? Like that one, Riverette. Phil, what's our Saturday night movie? I don't know yet. We're going to do it. Now, let me ask you a question here. Should the Saturday night movie be live, or should it be? I think it can only be workable as a download, as a, you know, on demand, I should say. Bruce says, lately I cannot get enough of Dr. William Brown. I keep listening to the same couple of clips, especially the one about the rodent. I work my ass off. Yes, thank you for that reminder, because today I was thinking about Dr. William Brown, and today I was thinking about that quote from him, which is, I work my ass off, but there's one other thing that he said that somebody reminded me of. It was pretty fucking funny. I don't know if Jim... Hey, Jim Jagosinski. No, this is Jim Jagosinski with Illinois Origins. Maybe Jeff is a long... Okay, thanks, buddy. Is a long-lost cousin. Wasn't Jeff from Wisconsin. I had relatives. Yeah, there was a Jeff Jagosinski, Jim, who was a coach with the Green Bay Packers and the Atlanta... Was he with Atlanta? I don't know. I think he was in Atlanta. I think he worked for Atlanta for a while.
Oh.
Jeff was with Green Bay, went to Atlanta to be the O-line coach, then went to Green Bay as the offensive coordinator. And, dude, I don't know what happened there. He must have pissed some people off. He must have burned some bridges. I don't know. Is pipe bombs all that bad from RC versus Harvey? That's a beautiful thing. Let me check that one out, Steven. Bitch Swenson. Yeah.
Bitch Swenson, it was kind of a brain damage thing. Yeah, that guy talked like this.
Jeff Baker, the two things I listen to, you and Radio Classics on Sirius XM. One of the best things from the classic era of radio was the radio drama, Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. It was a serial drama that was on every weeknight for only 15 minutes each night. And then you have to tune in to the same time, same station for continue. Right, that was the old day, before television. University of... That's it. Thank you very much, Luke. University of me. I got it. I'll do William Brown. Let me tell you something, Mr. Henry. I work my ass off for these animals. You know, he works his ass off. He hates animals. He works his ass off for them. And he went to the University of me. Beautiful, man. Thank you for that. Bruce Vaught says, I saw Phantasm in its theatrical release in 1979, just before I went into the Air Force. That scared the absolute crap out of me and is still a brilliant movie made by a great independent director, Don Coscarelli. No shit. I remember seeing Phantasm the other night on Halloween night. We got into a whole fucking thing, man. There's a great documentary out called The 50 Scariest Movies You've Never Seen. I really recommend it because there's some shit in there that I never heard of. A lot of the stuff that they list is very influential for the slasher stuff, you know. The Scandinavian version of Let the Right One In was light years better than the... Yeah, it looks like it, Mike. And that's the one I want to watch next. You know. That's the one I want to watch next. Because I didn't see that. I didn't even fucking heard of this movie, man. It scared me, and I bet you the original is fucking amazing. Yeah, he hates animals, but he's devoted his life to them. Right. Look at Bernie G. C. and Allie's kind of quiet. Yeah, Allie's a little quiet, you know. Yeah, Jeff was the head coach at Boston College. He was the head coach at Boston College. That's the last time I talked to Jeff. Yeah, I hope he's doing good, man. You know, I really do. He was a very nice man. And I think he's very, very committed to coaching. But, you know, Allie, Bernie, I kind of am. I can't find my headphones, and it's bothering me. I'm trying to find them. Oh, okay. So she's... Phil, could you bring back Al and Frank Cordover, the Siamese twins attached at the hips, on date night? One bit the pillow, the other didn't. Oh, man. Okay. Andrew, tell me what you see. Dennis is saying to Andrew, not streaming. Okay, Andrew, you having a problem, dude? Okay, Andrew, here's the thing, man. You have to click on the box, you know. I think people need to I think we need to change the panel in the middle of the page, the one that has all of my pictures. I think we need to change that into a list of what you get when you get a BSP. Here are our archives of the show. Totally fun. What is this, man? Jeff, what is this? The General Shaw files from when he was still in Korea. You'd hear 15 minutes. Oh, okay. The General, from when he was still, you'd hear 15 minutes and then have to tune in back in the next day for a continuation of the story. Another one, Margaret and Frank take a quick overnight trip to Mexico and leave the Delmonico. Okay, cool. Paul, I should have known. Give those back to me. Jeff Kennedy, 2000 Maniacs. Yeah. An arm with blood dripping out of the rotisserie. I bet you that scared the shit out of you when you were a kid, but if you watched it now, you'd probably laugh. Andy, how you doing, brother? Did you just sign in? Nathan Smith says, Phil, I was listening to one of the classic shows from 2005 when David G. Hall wanted to be called Darth Hall with Bud playing the Imperial March playing. We used to do that all the time, play the Imperial March playing when he got on the phone. With the new Star Wars coming out, is David going to replace his role as or reprise his role as Darth Hall? Maybe we'll play the music as he comes on the show. Dennis, I give up. Don't know what is going on. Dennis, you have to weigh in. You have to, first of all, Dennis, read all the comments. Is Dennis having a hard time technically, or are you having a hard time understanding what's being said? You have to read the scroll of comments, and you'll follow, because people talk to each other on this fucking thing. I'm not the only guy talking. And I just follow along with what people are talking about. Alan Groom says, what was the show when Margaret, or was it Bobby, talked about a phantom hand? I thought phantom hand, it's Margaret. She was talking about a phantom hand reaching up her dress, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. Andrew, you refreshed the website, so it's all good for you. Cool. Yeah, sometimes you got to do that shit, man. You got to boot up, boot down, you know, boot. Just boot. Paul, Nathan Smith, one of my favorites as well. This is the one which the one we were just talking about. Yeah. Jeff Baker with a sitting service, and that ends up assigning Herb Sewell to watch him. Yeah. I like that. I like that one, man. Alan Grooms, what was the show? Okay, so is that the one, Alan? I don't know, man. Oren, Jeff, the Pleasure Pops bit was funny as hell. That was Steve Bozell, I think, sucking on a fucking, like a penis-shaped popsicle. I used to love, Paul is saying, I used to love when David G. Hall used to say he's going to turn down the radio and hang up the phone, right? Steve was always afraid of taking one on the chin. Yeah, when he had that wad of mayonnaise on his chin. Andrew, that's a very nice comment, brother. But I will tell you this. It wasn't a very hard decision to make when, you know, we finally just went into business for ourselves and said, well, fuck, you know, I mean, this is going to be a lot better than radio is having a difficult time monetizing, you know. That is paying people. Jeff Baker, and they leave the Delmonico. This serial webisode could be limited to only BSPs, and they'd seemingly be pretty quick, easy for you to produce. Maybe you could play the first episode for everyone for free. That's pretty cool. So these are webisodes that each webisode would feature a different character or some different thing. Just be... It's interesting. And that would be BSP-only material. I got it. It's a great idea. Yeah, we brought Harvey back because I got a bunch of people asking me to bring that back on the comments section. So I really wanted to, do something with some of the shit around here. you know, like some of our show logs and stuff. I'm not sure what they're going to do. Now, let me just update you guys on Vegas. Hendry Con, it looks like, is going to... I'm going between a couple of ideas here. The first idea, as you well know, is an idea having to do with sponsorship and a large event. The second idea I have is a smaller event for strictly BSPs. In other words, there would be no people other than backstage pass members, which, frankly, I kind of like that idea. It would be one that we control. We don't have to deal with sponsors. We don't have to deal with shit. We would be the primary producers. I don't know what you guys think of that, but I thought I would let you in on our thinking in that regard. A different character each week, Jeff, right? But if it's a different character each week, then how do we update what that character is doing the next week if we're bringing a different character on? Or do you just wait until that character's episode rolls around? Jeff Kennedy, Thanksgiving 2003, Bobby Dooley pushed an elderly woman down to get some 250 thread count Ralph Lauren sheets at a Black Friday sale, right? Bobby felt that she was in the right because she told all of the women around, that she was going in the store first. You don't get between a dog and his meat. Steve yells into the phone. Also said they were calling the ACLU to represent them. Jesus. That's beautiful shit, man. That's Bobby, too. And that was Bobby on Y2K on New Year's Eve 1999. I think that week leading up to 2000, she went into a Costco or some shit and got into a fucking hair-pulling contest with the manager of the Costco to get water, bottled fucking water. Oren. Paul, one of the best recurring gags of all time is when a character tries to hang up and can't. Something about an old lady saying, God damn it, is as funny as fuck, just as funny as Lloyd fighting his way off a hole. Yeah, you know what, you know, see, this is that's a classic example of what I talk about a lot. There's nobody uses these phones anymore, you know, rarely. And so it's gradually sort of fading into the ether, that kind of thing. You know, the hanging up of the phone, the click of the phone. I mean, a cell phone just cuts off. You don't hear a click. So all of that kind of cool shit is, these are little artifacts of the past that make their way into the shows. Everybody knows what you're talking about. I mean, there's going to be a day somewhere way down the fucking line, probably in 10 or 15 years, where there's a whole generation of people will be coming up going, what do you mean by hanging a phone up? What is hanging a phone up? They won't know what that means. Or maybe the phrase will make its way into the vernacular or into the lexicon, but it'll mean to the average kid. It's kind of like you and I when we say something like make the grade. We don't know really what make the grade, where that comes from. We think it means, oh, make an A or a B, but make the grade comes from old road races they used to have at the dawn of the automobile where they would race up hills. They used to do it right here in Pasadena. And Lake Street, anybody who's from California, anybody from Southern California, you know Lake? Lake used to be a muddy fucking road that would go up a hill. And they would gather on Sundays and Saturdays at the bottom of Lake and go up this hill. You had to make the grade. And if you did, and Buick and Ford and Chevy, they all tested their engines out that way. I had no fucking idea it came from that, you know. But so I think there'll be a time when people will say, what do you mean by hang up? Well, there was a time when phones used to be hung up. Who knows? Feature request for the site, allow BSPs to rate each file on the site with 1 to 5 stars. Cool. You know, you can sort of do that now, can't you? I see what you're saying, Jeff, about the webisodes. Yeah, for instance, 5 episodes of Captain Galen Shaw in Korea. Actually, he was in Vietnam. ESPN Classic is replaying all of the Battle of the Network Stars. Oren, Paul, one of the best recurring gags. Okay, we saw that one. Jeff Kennedy, feature request, yeah. You know, you can put a... You can. I guess you can rate that with your comments. I don't know how it would, unless you make it more prominent. You know, like a big, like they do on, you know, IMDb when we're talking about movies. River at the General said, "When you get acid reflux, we all get acid reflux." Right. pretty much, man. Here's from Luke. Phil, random question. Have you read Ghetto Side by Jill Levy? It's great about black-on-black homicide rates in Watts on the south side of L.A. and the LAPD homicide detectives who work those cases. I have not read that, no. There's a lot of true crime stuff. Herb, that's a lot of effing files. Bungholio is referring to something. Oh, he's talking to Herb. Oh, he's talking to Jeff, who is Herb. Jeff Baker, five episodes of Herb Sewell's Days in Atascadero. Five episodes of Frank Gray doing the law school. Oh, I dig what you're saying. So, in other words, stuff that we've never really covered. No, that's really interesting, man. So we really get into the character's history. That and Don't Hang Up and the great response, I'm only pretending. Yeah, because we won't let people hang up anymore. Nathan Smith, that, let's see, Paul, always love when people fight their way off of hold. Awesome. You know, I wish I could do that too, don't you? Fight your fucking way off of hold. Get me the fucking guy I'm talking, you know. A BSP only Henry Con would be great for us, but an all-inclusive might be more fun and bring more. Yeah, it would bring more people and shit, you know. It would bring more people. So my thing is this. We have Henry Con, and we charge admission for non-BSPs. If you're a backstage pass member, you get in free, and certain you get green room access, and you get, I don't know, green room access, what green room, but, well, all right. Okay, so see, we're working on it, don't worry. And I know that Allie, you were, Allie was so sweet in helping, and I said, you know, I don't want anybody who carries the weight of that shit. You know, you guys should be there to enjoy it, not to plan it or anything. And I know, Allie, it's what you do, but, you know, you should be paid for that shit. And frankly, I'd force you to work for free. Now, anyway, no. Let's see how we do to, you know, by ourselves. Andrew, do you plan what the show will be or do you just make it up? No, I plan what the show will be. And lately I have steered away from political stuff. I'm way happier doing that. Way, way happier doing that. It's all really quirky lifestyle shit. Every now and again, Larry Grover comes on and starts bitching about some shit, but that's really about Larry, you know, and his thing. You know, we talked about the McDonald's fucking... It's stuff out of my life. I mean, Lauren and I had this big discussion about the new McDonald's. Lauren is a huge McDonald's breakfast fan. She loves that goddamn Egg McMuffin. And I don't eat pig anymore, you know. But I do go and I get the fucking Egg McMuffin. I take the ham off of it, right? And then one day I was driving back from I forget where, but I was starved. I was coming up from Venice. I was fucking starved. There's a Jack in the Box in Malibu someplace. I pulled in and I got that goddamn Jack in the Box breakfast sandwich. Fucking terrible, man. I mean, what the fuck is the problem? It tastes like they made that shit in laundry, you know, like they steamed it in a bunch of dirty laundry. It's fucking terrible. What is it with Jack in the Box, man? Jack in the Box makes a good chicken, spicy chicken sandwich, which I love. And in my opinion, everything else is fucking terrible. But hey, Nathan says, hey, I saw an article about the high school class of 2009 was born in 2001, so I'm sure. Wait a minute, man. The fuck? I gotta turn off auto scroll, man. It's driving me fucking nuts. Disable auto scroll. Boom! Just fucking disabled that motherfucker. Great. An awesome fun way. Jeff Baker, an awesome fun way to recreate. Hey, man, why is this fucking auto-scrolling? I said disable that bitch. Phil, I heard an old ass bit with Bozell suing Costco in April and his neighbors and his neighbor today for everyone leaving his non-alcoholic sprinkler party. Yeah, Bungholio, I remember when I did that bit. I think it, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't it like a 2005 bit or 2004 bit? And I just got the idea, because Bozell is so pathetic, that when I would show prep Bozell, I would just simply think of the most pathetic thing that an adult could do, you know? Like, what if you gave a party? Like, I think one of the saddest things is to give a fucking party and no one's having fun, you know? Where it's just, I mean, how could you give a party and nobody's having fun? But, like, Bozell gives this party all wrong. No booze, no pool, you're running through the sprinklers, you're 5 years old. And so that was our idea with Steve Bozell. So I'm sure that they probably have no idea what it means to hang up a phone. I don't know. I don't understand that, man. The class of 2009 was born in 2001. No, you mean 1991. That's what you meant, man. I would, you know, that's not a bad thought, Nathan. You know, that's pretty close. General Shaw, goddammit, come at me.
I'm General Galen Shaw. Go ahead, make my day. I'm General Galen Shaw. Your move.
Bungholio, Phil, I think he's talking about a star system you can click on like Netflix, Amazon. Yeah, no, I know. And I suppose we could, you know, put that in there. Well, I'll talk to Alex and talk to Naz about that. Comments won't tally, so my idea is to have a cumulative count, and each user can only vote once. There's probably a module on WordPress that does this if it's installed and enabled. Jeff Baker, here you go, Phil. Copy and paste this link for you and Lauren to listen to later, and you'll get the idea. This is the archives of... all right, man, thank you. I definitely will. And these are the... this is the cereal you were telling me about. Sweet. Boom. 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 There you go. Now, see, this is what I need to do is have my little notepad open there. We'll get the backstory on that. Great. Condensing characters. Luke, a star rating system could be used to sort searches by high to low ratings. Oh, I see what you're saying. That is a sweet idea. That's a very good idea. Phil, BSP only con would be much more intimate. Yes. But it might also be, like, less fun. I mean, it might be, you know, well, who knows?
Who knows?
I think a BSP only would be actually a gas. Allie, well, my headphones are officially lost. Usually they're in my bra. Okay. You'd be surprised how much shit I shove in there. I'm sure the ladies in here know. But they're gone. Goodbye, $30. Dear Phil, when you do these chats, don't you have to pee? You're like a camel. Yeah, and a couple of times I have gotten up to pee, but what I'd like right now, to be honest with you, is a refill on my drink. Let me see if I can't get my fucking... my slave. I'm kidding. Let me get the slave woman... Get the slave woman. I have two things I have to do tonight. After we get done with the chat tonight. One of them is finish editing the Milwaukee Lion game. And then the other thing I got to do is get the movie. And you're asking me what movie? I guess I could show you... wasn't Henry Conn Alley's idea originally? Yes, it was, Sheila. Yes, it was. Sheila is absolutely right. But and we will give Alley credit for that, and we will always honor her for that. But it doesn't mean I want to put her to fucking work, because that's a bitch of a job, throwing something together like that. You know, I'm talking about the use of the bar, a band. You know, I mean, I've got these grandiose ideas. Let's see what we can do. Nathan... Missile dick. Okay. If so, Allie is even cooler than I thought, which is almost impossible. Look at this, Allie. You got more guys hitting on you in this damn thing here. Allie, you are. Sheila, you're right. It was Allie's idea, Henry Kahn. Paul, good idea. It should read, Steve Bozell loves to down the dogs. Allie, everyone totally crushes on you every week. This is my first time chatting, but I feel like I know everyone because of the Saturday show. Yeah, Allie is popular. Sheila would be more popular if she's more outgoing. But Allie, you know, Allie's got the personality and everything. She's got everything. Allie is saying here, in fact, hello, Jeff, I know. I did love hearing the BSP chat playback on Saturdays. Jeff Baker, you're totally right. Everyone loves Allie. There's the name of a show. Everyone loves Allie. Dear Phil, does Donald Trump's hair excite you the way it does me? Or am I sick? Yeah, you're sick. But then, Jeff, I know you to be sick in the way that only you can. Donald Trump's hair is so fucked up. I can't believe that a man of great means, enormous fucking wealth, thinks that shit looks good. You know, I don't understand that. Do you? Here's a guy that is a wealthy man, and he can go and sit down with someone who will really make the fucking hair look good, you know? Fuck, and he says that's his hair. If I had hair, you know, like he has hair, which I'm assuming he has hair, unless it's a comb-over, and it's probably a massive, I'm thinking it's got to be a massive fucking comb-over. So I take back what I was about to say. Here's Jim. Christmas season. The first time I ever heard the Pogues' Fairy Tale of New York is when you closed your Christmas show with it a few years back. I listen to it every Christmas. Yeah, it's a sad song, Jim. And I started playing that song on the show right after my marriage ended. And, oh, my God, those are some bad days. Aren't you a sweetheart, baby? Thank you. Did you say hi to everybody? No.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, honey, what's in here? Is this...
The extra stuff that wouldn't fit in it. The extra.
And is this, does it have this?
Yeah, that's all in there already.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Just brought me a drink. And it was the most depressing song, and yet at the same time just made me smile, you know. It made me smile knowing some other bunches of guys were miserable like me. All right. Yeah, effervescence, man. She just brought me a drink here. She brought it to me in this. We have these silver mugs. I don't know if you guys have seen these. There's also these, you know. So, Jeff, Phil, can we have cheerleaders for the Lions and the league? And how about a dude to make Doug Danger happy? Yeah, as soon as we get the Lions on TV, man, which will probably be next year because we're going to start using the PlayStation game. Now, here's an interesting thing. I was worried about copyright in using the visuals, but I am told that there is a legal case that has been won that using those images from the PlayStation Madden game is, in point of fact, legal. It does not violate copyright. It's an interesting case, man. It has to do with a gaming channel that some of you guys may know something about. Or in your auto scroll doesn't shut off. Mine, that's fucked up, man, because it's driving me nuts, man. Hey, why don't you guys get together and send Allie headphones? There you go. Here is Justin Franklin checking in. Bernie G is in, as I mentioned, Bernie G is our truck driver friend. He's in Georgia tonight. He's usually out here in California, and... that would be kind of an interesting thing. The other idea that we have for the month of, by the way, for the month of December, is that I go and have dinner and drinks with one of you good guys, you know? Now, if you think about that, pulling one name out of a fucking hat and then flying to that city, and it's not much of an incentive, is it? Because that's pretty... it's pretty weird, you know. It's like, in other words, only one fucking dude or one lady gets to sit down. Well, gets to, but I mean, I would only be having dinner and drinks with one person. So then we thought, because this is still only the first week of December, then we thought of two people. But then I realized that we're going to be in Hawaii for the last week of December. Now, we're going to be doing our shows from Hawaii, and I know, but the shows are going to be much, much better than last Christmas when it was all that chicken shit from the desert, because we're going to be using the iPhone and producing the shows that way and, you know, bringing in a little bit more music. But that means we only have two goddamn weeks that I can get around the country and Phil, I've been wondering about the Lion games. Do you use something like Madden to call the games? I do, Nathan. I use Madden. I use the Madden desktop game, the most recent version being 2009. I do. And as you can tell, you have sound effects. The game is relatively realistic. I changed up some of the plays. I changed up some of the formations a little bit to make it a little bit more contemporary, although there's nothing called a pistol formation in the 2009 version. Phil missed my comment of the BSP-themed T-shirt to debut in Vegas. What is that, Paul? Lay it on me again, man. Jeff, here, I'll take the plunge. What is this, Jeff? LinkedIn. Okay, Jeff. You're laying this on Allie? Allie. No, Sheila, you are popular with me. You don't need to talk about what's in your bra. No, Sheila, you're super fucking popular with me, too. Super popular with me. Hello, Phil. This is Larry Messina. I hope you're wheeling toward people in a benevolent way this evening. Thank you, Larry. Yes, the Karen Wheeler Show, wheeling her way. Good to talk with you, Larry. Welcome to our chat. Here is Luke. I love how the Lions never take a victory format. Yeah, you mentioned that. Here's the thing. There are teams that do. And the Lions, for whatever reason, don't. And I don't know why that is, other than to say that somehow in the offensive pattern of that show, or in the offensive pattern, the offensive playbook of that particular team, the Lions, there's no kneel down play, but that's ridiculous because they use a global formation. You know, I don't think I've changed any of the settings in terms of that. All right, everybody's finally catching up to. Lauren was just in the room. She was off to my left here, so you did not see her. Yeah, the Lions are brutal, and yes, on the shirts. Oh, by the way, we have a Milwaukee Lion shirt that's going to be in the store. I think it's going to be in the store next week, so it will be in the store in time for Christmas. If you want to get a Milwaukee Lion shirt for a friend or a fan or anything, they're really cool. I understand, and a lot of people were saying, can't we get Milwaukee Lion shirts with the names like Magoo and fucking Light Touch and names like that? Yes, we're going to do that with their numbers. So, Bungholio, thank you for this news. This is true. I didn't know this. Trump has a back-to-front comb-over. Why can't he get Bob Green's hair system? No shit. So it's a back-to-front. How? What? You know, that's a guy that's really concerned, overly concerned with his appearance, don't you think? If you're a wealthy, wealthy motherfucker, go get hair plugs then, man. I mean, I'm seriously, I don't understand it. Back-to-front. River Rat, I'd buy that mug off you. What has he got, man? Oh, this? River Rat? I thought you were talking to somebody else. You can get it in the store, man. I'll tell you what I promise we'll do next week on the chat. I'm going to bring in a book. I'm going to bring in a couple of my show note folders, and I've got them going back 20 years. I have 20-year-old folders from Minneapolis. I've got 20-year-old show notebooks from Miami, and I'll show them to you guys, see what you think of them. Alan, the Oldman interview was on, okay, October 27, 2000, hour two. From what I recall, Gary Oldman just wanted to watch Phil do the show, as several people did over the years, but Phil just decided to interview him, and Gary agreed it was, and it was kind of stupid of me. I mean, but Gary was a sweet guy and very quiet guy, extremely polite. He lives out here with his two sons. He had a very bad, I think, second marriage and got custody of his kids. Is absolutely nothing like any of the characters that you've seen him play. He's just a very quiet dude and shares our sense of humor. He thinks the show's funny as fuck, or, you know. $12,000 hair system, that's pocket change for Trump. No shit, man. Jeff Baker, no way, River Rat. I drink coffee from that gem every day. Stephen Miller, Dozier, R.C. Margaret, Miska. Keep it up, Phil. Thank you, Stephen. Alan Grooms, Jeff Kennedy. Awesome. Thanks, Jeff. Really cool interview. Yeah, there's a rare one. By the way, Alan, I don't know if you were with us. I don't know how many of you guys were with us, but I did pull out of our warehouse. These are 10-inch reel. Is this 10-inch? 10-inch reel tapes of the Miami shows. There's a shit pot load of them down there. I don't know how many, but this stuff is not on the website, and it will be. And this is stuff some of the folks heard me reading from the... this is stuff from 1995. We have a Best of 95 CD, but I think this would just be really fucking interesting to hear on the website. So we'll get this stuff put onto a disc. Then we'll load it onto the site digitally, and we'll make it available for download for you guys, our listeners. The good news is this shit is not available anywhere except right here, the Miami stuff. And it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Jeff, Phil, the idea with dinner and drinks with one or two people could work if you got video of it. That could then be converted to content for the site. Oh, yeah. I mean, there's no question we would do that. But I'm wondering, it's not really important for me to monetize that. It's important for me to just do this as a thank you to you guys, you know, for hanging with us. River Rat, the shows from Big Sur were great. Thank you. That was all done. We had a bitch of a time, River Rat, with the fucking Wi-Fi, man. There is no Wi-Fi in Big Sur. No fucking Wi-Fi, man. They had one tower on the fucking property there. And it was insane. It drove me crazy. Down in Anaheim, we had a hard time because their fucking Wi-Fi was for shit. Now we're going to be in Hawaii. So I really ought to call the fucking hotel first and find out. But we've worked out something. We're using now a Dropbox system that is super secure. It doesn't take a whole lot of fucking Wi-Fi to use. It takes a minimum of Ethernet, I think. So, you know, we have this downloaded onto the site, and we used it finally when we asked Naz. Naz is our developer, and he came up with this, and it's a very, very good. It's a very, very good process. So, what I'm going to do next week is I want to come in here with the show logs from years past, 20 years ago. And I would love it if you guys would think about a good title for a Best of Chris Norton download. I love the title that was The Best of Chris. That was Ali's title, The Best of Chris Norton. Thank you very much, Jeff Baker, for the idea on the webisodes. Fucking great ideas. Everybody, thank you for all of the ideas that you gave us. Keep Hendry Kahn in mind, April. Lot of shit to do, man. A lot of shit to do. And this weekend, our good brother Derek Waters is going to be up here. This in our neck of the woods, we're going to keep on punching up our script. And you know, I just kind of dropped that little bit of information out there just to kind of drive people a little goofy on what it's going to be. Not you guys, but anybody that's sort of eavesdropping on what we're doing here. And let me see what else. That's it. I thank you very, very much, you guys, for being with me here this weekend. It's always great to be with you. And I value you guys immensely. And I value your hanging with me. And I can tell you, what's the greatest part of doing this show is the friends that I've made over the years among my listeners. People who are cool, people who understand the sense of humor, and people who kind of get that I'm a little fucked up in the head, and so I apologize if I've been too fucked up over the years. So, what we'll do here is hook back up next Friday, and let me think on what we're going to do this month to hang with a few of you guys having dinner. We'll see you from Hawaii, and we're still on for HendryCon, okay? All right, thanks. Here's the Lonely Surfer Man. That's me, minus the surfboard, though. I'm just, you know, I'm just lonely, man. I'm kidding.